Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James, and I can hear myself for the first time in a while.
Doesn't really help if you can't talk.
I mean, it doesn't really help if I hate my voice, too.
I gotta say, I feel a little more alive right now, more than I do on Friday.
Really?
You know, I don't know if it's just like I had a good night's sleep or if it's particularly that we have a show on Monday now. Mm. But I don't know. I feel like on Friday I've sort of checked out mentally.
All right,
so
that's
when
fair.
I come here at 5 o'clock,
sharp in the earlier the week.
Now I feel like I don't know. I have all my energy from the weekend, so this might work out better.
That could definitely be it.
I don't know if we're. Do you know if we're broadcasting over radio, like actual on FM
anymore?
I think
we should be.
Okay, because I know we had some issues last year.
But no one was watching our show. That was
that's typical. But. we are getting some great white noise, better than the Pep Band, but we're getting some awesome white noise from that fan.
Is that the fan? You want me to hit that?
Yeah, we don't need that either. It's freezing out. Which, by the way, thank God, I am far too white for 5 months of summer, and I could not handle all
this.
How
about 500 Days of Summer?
That used to be
cute movie.
That's a cute movie.
I've been getting really into the Ooh, there we go. No more white noise.
Yeah.
I've been getting really back into the rom-com scene.
Me too, actually.
That's because I'm lonely, though.
Yeah, well, of course. I like...
Oh, we should start watching them together.
Well, then I wouldn't be lonely anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I have that kind of aesthetic. But I like to branch out, you know what I mean? I've been lonely my whole life.
You're right.
Why wouldn't I want to switch it up?
I'm really good at being lonely, but... I've recently gotten into, I don't know why, but I've had like a bender of rom-coms lately. Mm-hmm. And I don't really watch movies either. It's not like I'm a movie guy.
Why not? I feel like you would be very into movies.
I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not a...
You're a written word kind of guy.
I'm a written word kind of guy. No, and don't get me wrong, I like certain movies and they're the well-written ones. I don't I have a buddy who's a film major in Montclair and he watches all these obscure, like... French chiaroscuro
and it's Hon baguette.
Yeah, not even that. No. Just like that baguette. Your favorite French film.
Hon baguette. As in like French laughter.
Baguette. No. I'm talking about French like fringe indie film where it's like black and white and it's like a slow. It's like 20 minutes of a slow zoom onto like a piece of fruit, but it's in like sepia coloring and then it just goes thin and the whole audience goes yeah. He goes to like those really bougie film festivals, and I'm just not that guy. I like some mainstream stuff, and I watched. I think I sent a Snapchat to the group a couple of days ago. I watched When Harry Met Sally.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What a movie!
Great film.
Great film.
I was actually I went to an independent film festival in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Two years ago.
And there was one I remember very distinctly, and it was a foreign film that was black and white, almost like a miming of like
that's
a,
what I'm talking
like a
about
rape scene.
Okay,
but there was no like explicit rape. It was all like symbolism, and it was just it was uncomfortable, but it was beautiful.
Now
I couldn't really appreciate it for what it was. I don't know, because I don't go into it with that mindset. I'm, okay, so let's see what they've got. And then I'm sitting there like, this is, I don't know whether to be intrigued or just unsettled, you know what I mean?
It really is.
You can't really parse.
You can do that with, that sounds more like a postmodern art piece where the whole purpose of it is to let the audience's mind wander, you know? Hmm. Like when someone, you know, they take a runny dump and they put it on a canvas and then people go you know that looks like
is
Notre Dame
yeah.
Whatever, they're just like they come up with weird impressionist pieces. That's fine.
I don't know, do you like that? I think that sometimes things,
I don't
like
know.
Especially in art. Yeah, exactly, right? I think art is too subjective right now.
That's a thing.
I understand.
Well, we sound really pretentious.
Like, no, I
I just hate art right now.
I don't know. I've been getting in more into the realm of, because when you're younger, you want to be creative, right? You want to have your imagination run wild and, oh man, I think this is that. And this is how I interpret things. That's why I loved literature and English class in high school, because I could interpret things and symbolism the way I felt. Huh. But now that, wow, my voice is really like throaty.
Huh.
But now that... Oh, there we go. Thank
there
you.
It is.
Now that I'm older and hate literature. No, I'm kidding. I love literature.
Oh, thanks.
But I just want... I want some hard meaning to some things. You know what I mean? Like, I, as a computer science major, I can make things. I can do things with my hands. And I can craft whatever I want effectively.
Okay.
Given the correct knowledge and tools.
But
that extends to art, that extends to literature, that extends to even everyday interactions. Like, two people will have a conversation and it might mean different things to both of them, right?
Okay.
There's so much subjectivity and different interpretations of symbolism, whether it be your culture or gender or whatever, but like, there's too much thinking in some things. I want a lot more concrete meaning in my life. Is that weird to say?
You know, well, what I mean? You can have concrete meaning in your life, but it, I mean, that's the whole point of art, is that you're not supposed to. Well, all right, we're gonna what I was gonna say is, you can keep, I don't mind if you have an exhibit, if you, you know, if you walk into an exhibit and you know what to expect, like, you're expecting to go into a 30 canvases and one just shelf with a glass of water on it and it says dirt in all lowercase letters on top in like typography, and you're like, oh wow. You know, if you go into something like that knowing that's what you're going to see, you make an outing of it and you spend an hour just looking at things, and the fun of it sort of is the chase, you know, the,
okay, that's fair.
The flip-flopping, almost the internal argument of what the hell does this mean? But it gets for film, the reason I don't like it in film is because that's a time commitment, you know?
I
don't want to buy the I don't even like the time commitment when I'm seeing Spider-Man 3. I'm not sitting through 2 hours.
Or is that Tobey Maguire's?
I'm talking Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man.
You'll never, you know.
I mean, like,
it's hard to shake him when you grew up with Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although there was some good. I did like the cinematography in the new one.
With, I haven't seen it yet.
What's his face? The guy from Social Network.
I
forget his name.
I didn't even know. Oh,
I think
Jesse
that's the guy,
Eisenberg.
Right? Isn't it Jesse Eisenberg?
It's not. No, it's a young kid.
Oh.
Jesse Eisenberg as Spider-Man. Everyone at home, please picture that.
Wait, so the guy who played the tan Spider-Man.
What?
Alright, so there was...
Yeah, you really don't watch movies, do you?
There's Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
And then there was... Who was after him?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to those ones.
Okay, so...
That's like asking who played Batman in the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger
was
Mr. Freeze.
Let me just...
That film, for anyone who doesn't know, is that Batman Returns?
Yeah, that's...
It's horrific.
You're talking about the old one, right?
Yes, it's horrific.
Uh-huh. It's horrific even for its time, you know? It's
like
anachronistically horrific. It's
like the cheesiest of cheese.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things that's so bad that it's good, you know what I mean? Actually, it might just be so bad that it's bad. But
I think that's
phrase, the so bad that it's good.
Uh-huh.
Right? One of those like jokes that make you go, ugh, like, I mean, it's funny, but I don't want it to be funny.
Right, like people, like I do this thing with my buddies back home where we make really forward dad jokes, you know? Like
Can you explain?
Well, you know, like we all have a very subtle sense of humor, but every now and then, you know, me and Danny, I actually stole this from Danny, but this is an example.
Big Fig?
Big Fig, Danny Figler. Mm. He's in a frat, by the way, so he's better than me.
I am too, so.
Oh yeah, you're better than me as well. I forgot. Yeah, you're both better than me.
Julian's better than you,
aside,
which is terrifying.
Just
to me.
A little aside, me and Julian were talking the other day, and I will do this. This is my manifesto right here. I will do this if you guys buy me the shirt. We were talking about making a shirt that says in all big black bold letters, in a frat ? You're better than me under it. I will absolutely wear that at least once for a whole day.
I don't think I want to see you wearing that.
I think it would be hysterical. Now, I wouldn't be funny if I actually did that and wore it as branding.
It's like a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny if I do it.
It's like, it's not even funny, ironically.
Just to tell you about my day wearing it.
You know, would get some weird looks.
Oh, yeah. Or it would go over really well. But I have a feeling it's the latter or the former.
Has Julian been telling you about the shirt he picked up, Henry? Or that Eric Sink Bought Henry?
No.
It's a shirt, and it just says, Pig Ol' Venus. And that's it. And Henry loves it. It hasn't come in yet, but he said he's wearing it to whenever they go out for... he said he's wearing it all day on his birthday. That's like that's such a Henry Schreber shirt, right?
It's funny, too. I mean, objectively, it's very funny.
It's one of those... what is it called when you flip the first two syllables?
Spoonerism, I think.
Spoonerism, that's it.
Yeah, by the way, fun fact of the day. That is a spoonerism. When you flip the letters or words in a phrase around... So,
it's one of those.
I swear to drunk, I'm not God. I believe that's like a phrasal spoonerism, and then
yeah. But there's also the so when you flip, for example, food and good. Do you say good and food, or do you say food and good again? That's like a syllabic spoonerism. I don't really know how to put that, but I know that exists.
Oh, interesting. That's serious.
I'll check it later. Don't worry.
What was I gonna say? What was I saying before I got off track?
I don't know, because I was going to keep talking about, like, those types of word amalgamations, if you wanted me to.
I was just... No, but that was just a brief aside I was talking about.
The black letter in a frat better than me?
No, that was an aside to what I was originally talking about.
Oh, so that was an aside? So I had an aside to an aside.
Go do your aside to an aside to an aside.
I like combining metaphors.
Okay. Oh, so, I'm a big fan of this.
Like in the most recent really episode funny. Of Rick and Morty, or I guess two episodes ago, Rick said...
And now everyone knows you're that guy.
Yeah, I mean, haha. Anyway, he says, don't jump a gift shark in the mouth,
uh-huh.
which I thought was really funny.
Uh-huh.
And then you got like, let's burn this bridge before we cross it, or something like that.
All right. I think we actually had this conversation last year. Worth having again.
It is, definitely.
And I think I think in response I told you about how... one day I was with a buddy of mine, and it's worth repeating for anyone who's listening now.
Hmm.
I was with a buddy of mine, and he was just... He was hammered. Mm-hmm. I can say that now, because we were both... or he was 21. coming up, by the way, in 3 weeks, I will be 21.
Oh, really?
I'm very excited.
I've got 2 months.
That's not bad. I feel bad for the people who was like, you know, fall of senior year. That's tough.
Yeah, that's... Are there going to be people like that?
I know one who's, if not fall, they're like August. Or you know, they'll miss all junior year. So just rough. But he was, you know, this kid was hammered.
Hmm.
And we're all sitting around a fire. And he like raises his head to me like a rag doll. You know, you just feel him pushing all the muscular weight he had to lift his neck. And he's like, hey, Kev... I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, you can look at gift mouth and the horse, but you can't take it to a lake and drink its birds. And he dropped his head. And for some reason, I thought that was the funniest thing. I cried laughing. I do it all the time.
What does it mean?
Nothing. You know, you can. It doesn't mean anything, but you just mash together, you know, three like, or four different metaphors. You know, you can. It takes two omelets to build a glass bird, but you can't put the bird in the stack of needles.
That's a bit much.
You do that to people, and it's funny when it's offhanded. I mean, if you just kill it, it'll die pretty quickly. But if you just offhand and be like, you know what they say, and then one of those, and be like, what? You just have a stroke.
I feel like people would be really upset at me.
Yeah, no, it's not funny more than three times in like a couple of days.
Is this, you know, from experience or?
Yeah. Oh, I beat it to death when I first found out about it. Yeah. I thought it was really funny.
I beat the glass horse to death with two eggs. But couldn't drink the water.
On a more somber note.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. No, not a good transition. How about that, I don't even know where it was.
Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know what part of the strip.
God, it's ridiculous.
I like to say somewhat topical, but my God, that's just terrible.
They found 10 assault rifles in his room.
10 assault rifles?
Why? Why do you need that much? And you know he wasn't like... You know he
assault
wasn't
rifles?
Yes.
Fully automatic.
Fully automatic. Or... there were 10 rifles, I think.
Uh-huh.
Either that or it was 10 automatic weapons. And I read in an article that there were some semi-automatic weapons that were modified to become fully automatic.
Jeez.
It was something like that.
10.
But
you think it'd be hard to get your hands on one
and get them in a hotel room?
Yeah,
right. Like where's the security for that? I mean, I guess it is Vegas, but separate from that fact, like, you don't bring that many firearms anywhere without thinking
raising some alarms. You think you'd raise some alarms,
or like without going there with the intention of committing like a full scale assault, right? Like, they had an interview with his brother where his brother was like, "Yeah, I mean, he never like had any guns up until I last saw him, right?" And he said even then it was just like a revolver and like a bolt action rifle for hunting or something like that.
Right.
And like what spurs that? What makes you want to just do what he did?
No, well, that's a conversation I never really have, but because it's too hard, and yeah, I'm no psychologist. I don't know how to profile people, but just it's I don't know if it's worse or better that, and I gotta take this out of my mouth. I don't know if it's worse or better that it's, not deliberate. That it might be just lunacy. Like you might have a certain disorder. I don't know if that makes it worse or better. Because
I think it would be worse.
Me too. Because I feel like if there's ideological motivation, and it's which compounds someone's already,
You can kind of stop that fanaticism somehow.
Yeah.
But if it's just something that
rationalize
triggers
it in a way,
in
you
your
can,
brain, right?
You can at least have some sort of enemy. Or I guess now you could have mental illness as your enemy. But if it's just a matter of just, someone going postal, that's awful.
It's ridiculous. Because, again, much like cancer or a terminal illness, it can happen to anyone, I guess. If you have the correct, not correct, but if you have the disposition for it.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't know. That's a very terrifying thought to me.
Yeah, and I just wanted to bring it up because I was thinking, before the show, I was like, I bring it up, everyone's gonna bring it up. And I don't know. I just thought it's worth a passing glance, and not even thoughts and prayers, because in a lighter transition, one of my buddies goes to UNLV, and he, I got the text at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm fine. And I was like, oh, good. I didn't even know what happened yet. And then I looked it up. And he goes, we're trying to make light of an awful situation because he was, it was terrified. It was a mess down there. He goes, please. We had a big group chat. He goes, guys, thoughts and prayers aren't enough. Please send me your good vibes, too.
Sent
one of those like Facebook posts from like a 50-year-old mom who's like, one like equals one soldier back home. Or whatever.
Jesus God.
And it was like, I hate the whole thoughts and prayers thing.
I mean, that's
just
funny,
because
but it's
sort of the thoughts and prayers thing is sort of cliche. But, just in general, just to acknowledge it and just to air some grievances. And just to, if people are listening and they feel perturbed by it, just to throw your two cents out there and say, hey, it's on my mind, too. I'm not up to the point yet where news is just a constant wave of violence that I'm just completely jaded. Every time something like this happens, I think it's nice to be able for people to know that
I think it's
we're not all
jarring.
Nobody just glances and goes, oh, well, okay, there we go, that happened. So just worth bringing up. But
music?
We are coming up to 19 minutes on the nose right now. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing some music. Currently, we have Spotify down, so our transitions aren't going
to
be beautiful.
All right.
But I'm going to fade you out, fade airtime in, and then fade you back in when you're ready.
All right.
What are we playing?
See what I've got. Are we doing three or two?
We'll definitely do two. If we feel like doing three, we'll do three.
All right, let's go with... We played Silhouettes the other day. Did we play Summer Lover the other day?
That actually sounds familiar.
Yeah, we probably did. Can we do Sweater by Ob?
Sweater by Ob. All right, we'll do that. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, 10 minutes or so. Enjoy the music. Enjoy this beautiful first fall day, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
First day that feels like fall, anyway. Enjoy this beautiful day. We'll be back in a few moments.
Just friends in the middle of December that night. I always will remember, and I know, and I know, and I know I was. my sweater. You bought my boots. Strokes his hair, telling him it's okay to cry, but he just sits and stares. The merciless moon outside has nothing now he's come to realize. Only the desolation he feels, the cold distance inside. But you and I now, we can be alright. Just hold on to what we know is true. You and I now, though it's cold inside, feel the tide turning. You stand up if you want. While the priestess sits and weeps, lamenting the fact that he can't see, starving himself of goodness he doesn't think he can heal, refusing what he knows to be real. He stirs away from every meal, starving himself of goodness he doesn't think he can heal. It's you and I now, we can be alright. Just hold on to what we know is true. You and I now, though it's cold inside, feel the tide turning. Cut you instant on the banjo. I lost all I had, said the stranger to his dad. And the witness was confused, he can't tell what is bad. Steady runs up to the nearest girl, and he comments on her glorious curls. This is darling, come with me, I'll show you a whole new world. Hold on to what we know is true. You and I now, though it's cold inside, the feel the tide is turning. You and I now, we can be alright. But just hold on to what we know is true. You and I now, though it's cold inside, the feel the tide is turning.
Thank you so much.
Scars good like barbed wire.
lights flying high like a ceasefire. Dropping flags on the shoreline. This is as far as I can feel right. Cause what you don't know can haunt you. And all we ever wanted was sunlight and honesty. Highlights to wanna repeat. Let's get away from here and live like the movies do. I won't mind when it's so bad. At least I didn't think for a while.
Don't drag it out. Living like that doesn't mean a thing.
So let's run, make a great escape. And I'll be waiting outside for the getaway. It doesn't matter who we are. We'll keep running through the dark. And all that we need is another day. We can slow down, cause tomorrow is a mile away. And live like shooting stars. Cause happy endings hardest to face.
Yeah.
Sunsets and power lines. Making a break for the other side. Heading out to where that sunshine. 45mm rolling like we lost time. Polaroids and outcasts. Rather burn our young and grow fast. And we could be forever future bound. Cause all I need is time and now. And I could leave this past behind me. And maybe I'll see a way for me to stay. When there's so much out there. So I'll live forgetting for the time being. And I won't mind when it's over. At least I didn't think for a while. So let's run, make a great escape. And I'll be waiting outside for the getaway. It doesn't matter who we are. We'll keep running through the dark. And all that we need is another day. We can slow down. You go, but I just can't bring myself to speak. But this is how it goes. The end credits, they roll. This bridge was built over kerosene, but we can watch it.
And all I ever wanted was sunlight and honesty.
So let's run, make a great escape. And I'll be waiting outside for the getaway. It doesn't matter who we are. We'll keep running through the dark. And all we ever need is another day. We can slow down, cause tomorrow is a mile away. And live a shooting star. You can wish away forever, but you'll never find a thing like today.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And it's still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still James.
And I'm almost Kevin.
Almost.
That was cute. I like the
what
little...
What?
Yeah, that was nice. Quirky.
Today,
Junior.
I keep messing up. There we go.
Welcome back to Mocha Gumbo.
Oh, that song just now was End Credits by Eden, by the way.
And that song before that was Feel the Tide. And the song before that was Sweater by Ob.
Or O-B-B.
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 I really wish... And I know there's someone who... I could imagine... Like, I listen to car radio. I listen to Sirius a lot, actually. And it's not out of any sentimental value. It's that I like listening to other curators who know more about music than I do.
Curators.
They're better than, like, Spotify algorithms. They're much better. I mean, when I find certain DJs that have a good selection of alt rock and like SiriusXM or jazz or show tunes, whatever, they're better at picking music than algorithms are right now.
Yeah, that's fair, because most algorithms just recommend based on similar things.
Right, so these are more personalized, so and they invest something, they give like background about the band and stuff like that, and that makes invest me a little more. I know there's someone who listens to listens to FM radio, and we're just pissing away part of their day.
No, I don't know. I think anyone who listens to us is getting a pretty decent experience.
Well, they're getting variety. I mean, that's for sure. I'm just saying, Lafayette, like 104.9, which is the station we are. I can't believe I forgot that.
Wow.
104.9 is particularly useful for people. Like, I like going on the radio if I don't have an aux cord or my phone's dead, and you go on the radio and you're just hopping around. They play, you know, it's frustrating because you'll get the same six or seven songs on pop stations. This is a great station because you have such variety and high-quality music. Like, even oldies are prime oldies. Like, it's like the top 40s of every year. Mm. And it's just always good music, I think. I mean, every time I've listened to it,
that's absolutely valid.
Perfect. So I know there's someone who's counting on 104.9 to be their go-to for decent music. And then we come on and they're like, oh, jeez.
You flip these to one
entitled like, egoistic
and we're back
and welcome back to Mocha Gumbo. They're like, just give me the music.
have we said our origin story, like name wise on air before?
It's worth repeating.
I mean, 15 seconds. We were sitting down, we're like, oh well, we need a show name, and I said, how about two syllable words that don't have anything to do with each other? And I said Mocha, and Kevin goes, all right, Gumbo. And I was like, well, there we go.
It worked. I liked it. It's
a lot of, like, different syllables, too.
But it's...
like Mocha Gumbo.
It's also, it kind of... If you didn't tell...
my own horn over here.
If you didn't tell anyone the backstory, it kind of sounds like a cafe talk show about everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
But just so you know, we did not do that on purpose. It was completely just, do words. Okay, Mocha Gumbo, great.
Yeah, mostly reactions I've got about the name are, well, that's stupid, so...
And that's what we aim for, to be honest. And originally, because of my poor handwriting, it was on the roster as Mocha Gunbo, and I was Kelvin Milton.
Oh yeah, that was Mocha Gunbo with Kelvin.
With Kelvin.
At least it wasn't Clevin.
That would have been funny. Or I just forgot all the vowels and you're just
Kevin. I'm sorry,
Kevin.
Oh yeah, why was there an L there?
I don't know. I could have actually put an L there. I don't remember.
Kelvin Milton.
It was a sophomore year. What's new? Anything new?
Apparently not, because you're struggling a lot.
No, I always have a list of things. I take mental notes of things that I want to talk about when we get to our show. But now we have sort of a lag between our time slot change.
Yeah.
So I've had less time. Like, but incredible win for Lafayette football opener on the season opener against Holy Cross.
Holy Cross is a good team too. Yeah,
now I think I don't know anything about football, but from what I was told is if they weren't the top pick favorites, they were among
Holy Cross
favorite to win the Patriot
League. Oh yeah, they're very good.
So that's a big deal.
We're also beating Lehigh in their record.
Are we really?
Yeah, they're 0-4, and we're 1-3.
Well, now...
Oh, sorry. Overall.
Right, okay.
But for Patriot League, we're 1-0.
Okay.
So we're, you know, top of the line.
Let's keep it going. Now, I was really jazzed up because, you know, we got decimated in the first
three games. Yeah, I don't like talking about that.
Now, it's... And granted, they're not Patriot League teams, but... I had heard all of this like good stuff about, I don't know what, now just as a precursor, I know nothing about football, but from what I know is from hearsay, and I had heard all these amazing things about the new like coaching staff and the new administration.
Yeah, they were going on and on about that.
Yeah, I mean, people were just talking left and right about how great. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know what I'm supposed to be expecting, but you know, it was just it was I invest myself recently I've invested myself more in our teams than I thought
really?
I could.
Really? Interesting.
Because, I don't know, I... Over the past, I used to always be the ironic kid in high school. It was like,
used
sports,
to be?
Sports ball, yeah. Well, way more ironic. Sports, oh, let me.
Oh, man, sports faster.
Yeah, and now I hate that guy. I thought it was funny for a little bit, but now it's annoying.
Yeah, no, there are people like that who actually exist.
Now, I don't, I'm the middle, I'm the razor's edge of that divide, because I enjoy sports. Now I'm getting more into it. I started watching hockey last season, and I don't know. Right. I'm just recently getting into it. And for some reason, around sophomore year, I was just like, I don't know why. It felt great to have a win. Usually, yeah, if our team would have really lost or won the whole season, I was like, now I get jazzed up about it.
Well, yeah, when the team wins, the campus wins, you know what I mean?
That's what it started to feel like.
It's really cool to see that. Unfortunately, our track record hasn't been great, but... Hopefully, in the next 2 years, we'll win a Lafley High, because that would be incredible.
Now, our track record wasn't great, from what I understand, because we had a team stacked with freshmen our first year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, because our team prior that destroyed in...
Golden Gods.
Yeah, and they were all upperclassmen.
The 150, yeah.
They were all upperclassmen, and they were just a stacked team. Now, I think at this point, a lot of our team has matured. I know we have a freshman quarterback.
That's interesting, actually.
But yeah, but I believe a lot of our main, like, I think our main offense has matured. I don't know. I'm just, by the way, all stuff I'm picking up from other people. So, like, now we have a shot, you know, over the next 2 years.
Oh, I think we definitely do.
You know, we have a chance. You know, even with the show of... It wasn't a spectacular win. It was a win by field goal and with several seconds
tight,
left, and it was dramatic. But it was a win, and there was, you know, I only watched the latter half of the game, but the defense was solid.
Oh, I didn't watch the game at all.
I did catch it, I was like, I don't know, maybe. I hope so. Right. But yeah, I thought that was cool, and I don't. it's annoying because I go to Rutgers a lot to visit some of my friends, all my buddies go to Rutgers, and they have, you know, they have Rutgers football. So they have these big...
Yeah, they have...
The Ohio State game is just crazy.
It's like 100,000 people or something.
Oh,
right?
it's wild.
That must be insane.
Yeah, and I live vicariously through them. Their tailgates every weekend when they have a home game are ridiculous.
It must be like a sea of people.
Oh, it's just a massacre of alcohol and you know, brats. That's what it
brats.
Is. Bratwurst. You like brats?
Turkey dogs?
Mm,
no. Come on, the George Foreman. You know what I'm saying? Has Joey ever done that bit with you?
He has done that bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, he did it. I was at your suite, yeah.
If you remember.
He, we've been filming a video for accreditation, which is the process by which our fraternity gets recognized for all the things we've done during the semester and stuff like that. And we've decided to do a sort of full house theme thing called Full Dorm.
Okay.
And basically we all have our own intros and like the full house theme is playing and then we do a few skits. And then the end of the song is a drone that one of Eric Sink's friends has like, slowly panning out of Ruben, and it's gonna be the funniest thing ever.
That could actually be pretty well made.
Yeah, I think
you should
so too.
You should recruit one of the film people.
Oh, we got a really nice camera for it, and we filmed Saturday and Sunday, and I think it looks pretty good. We don't have it like stitched together yet, but the individual scenes are hilarious. Like some of the people's reactions are so genuine. There's one where Tom, my roommate Tom Beyer, is like stepping out of the shower, and he like sees the camera and he goes. And he like waves the camera.
Yeah,
it's
like
so
one of those,
funny.
Like false, like pseudo. Oh, you caught me! You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like
it's so corny and it's so tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, classic. Yeah. Like early '90s sitcom. Mm. That's funny.
I really try to capture that feel. But like, it's I don't know. It's been a lot of fun filming that stuff. Yeah, I think it's going to turn out well.
Now, what is that for?
Accreditation.
Accreditation.
So basically the fraternity judges us based on our stats, like how many community service hours we've had, all the philanthropic stuff we've done, you know, stuff like that.
Speaking of philanthropy.
Yeah, we had a pretty banging spinning the
other. Now, I wasn't there, but
oh,
You know, obviously.
Cool.
Because I really don't want to sit in a basement with 100 sweaty freshmen. Oh, it was in a basement. Where was it?
Campus Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Really? All right. How did you manage that?
We just talked to Lambros. And they're above campus.
Oh, okay.
We actually rented out the restaurant.
Oh.
It was very sketchy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was fun though. We had a line out the door the whole time. People were enjoying it, but it got very packed very quickly. It got very sweaty very quickly.
Right. Now, how does that work? Because I know they're like a half bar, aren't they?
They weren't allowed to serve alcohol while the spinning was going on.
Okay.
Is the thing. Also, we did, you get ID checked at the door, and you get a big black X if you're under 21.
Okay.
So if they were to sell,
you can't drink. Okay. Cool.
Other philanthropic ventures, though, Dance Marathon is coming up in a month and a half or so.
No, what is that?
I don't know if you...
If you want to plug.
Did you not go to that last year?
No.
So Pi Phi does this thing, or Pi Beta Phi, one of the sororities on campus, does this thing, which is Dance Marathon, and all the Greek organizations put up a team, and they do like a 5 to 10 minute routine, or it's actually more, it's closer to like 4 to 6 minute routine, where they just dance the songs. And we did very, very well last year. We placed second. Only behind Pi Phi.
Now, who judges it?
It's a panel of a few people in the Greek community. Dan Ayala is on there, maybe a professor or two, and like some people from organizations or something like that.
Now, do all the Greek organizations compete or no?
Generally, yes. Last year, I think two of them didn't. And not everyone takes it seriously, but it's good for philanthropy. Like, it's good to see everyone participating.
That's fun. We did something similar in my high school. We did a marathon for charity. It was like a lip sync, but we all did choreography for it. It was fun.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, we tried very hard last year. Uh-huh. And this year, like, I don't want to spoil it too much just in case our listeners are, you know, Delt fans.
Right.
But
I'm sure you got the whole throng of Delt listening.
It's just the groupies all the time. we're doing a chair dance for the opening sequence. And I'm not talking like a cabaret chair dance. I'm talking
that's what I thought you meant.
No, like a magic mic chair dance. It's going to be gross.
That's going to be funny.
I don't know if I'm going to keep
a
straight
face. That works with your aesthetic because you guys are just, you're known on campus as the magic mics of Lafayette.
Oh, yeah, the rock solid bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we could pull it off, but it's we have a very tight group of like 8 guys that are doing it right now.
That's pretty funny. I'm sure every group, like I know, so the way we did it in high school, we would, you know, it was like by class, and there's always, and you guys actually roughly have the same amount of kids per frat as I had in my class in high school.
Okay.
And there always ends up being like 7 people who are really,
really
into it.
Yeah. Because you only need, you don't need to put up your whole organization.
Right.
Generally people do like a few guys or a few girls, but I believe last year all the sororities had to have their entire new pledge class do it, which is like 20-something girls on the Colton Chapel stage, in addition to the girls who wanted to do it in the first place.
Right.
So that was crowded, if you can get a hazard a guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we were a bit cramped with, we had 12 guys up there last time, so, or 11, something like that.
Now, we do have 9 minutes.
Well, I think, do we know if people are after us?
Because we can check. And if we can at least play another song to play us out and then close.
Yeah, sure.
If there is no one, we can play another two.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't matter to me.
Alrighty. Sounds good. So we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Play you out with a couple of tunes. And we'll be back so you don't have to miss us too much. We'll sign you off. What are we going to, James?
Ooh, we're going to go to Stonewallin' by Jane Decker.
Stonewallin' by Jane Decker, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, and if you're joyriding down the freeway, enjoy the beautiful weather and this beautiful soundtrack. We'll see you in a bit.
You're basically soaked in apathy. Caught up in you and I'm jealous now. If you want me, you gotta start reaching out. I'm not your summer spark. You
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And we are about ready to sign ourselves off. We got a couple minutes. We got 2 minutes. So just, you know, some general notes for those of you turning into Mocha Gumbo for the first time. If you'd like to hear us again, we will be back. Now we have a constant schedule. We'll be back not this coming Monday. We have our fall break. But
oh, that's so depressing.
Yeah, I know. We just keep getting screwed when it comes to timing. But we will be back the following Monday. So if you'd like to listen to Mocha Gumbo, join us from 4 to 5 on Monday afternoons. And if you'd like to listen to back episodes of Mocha Gumbo, go to wjrh.org/mochagumbo.
Is that how it works?
Completely making that up.
Or just go to wjrh.org and then go to programs and then look for us. We need a icon for us.
We do. We're also having a contest. Whoever makes us a, I'd probably be like a 400 by 600 pixel JPEG for our...
Whoa, JPEG? Are you trying to screw us over? Send us a PNG format. It's gross. JPEGs are, they just compress so much.
We will give you a shout out and a little bit of love. But for now, this has been Mocha Gumbo. You are listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
And we will see you in 2 weeks. Enjoy the beautiful weather and have a great day.
Love you.